What's going on, guys? Zach here with the Zach Shanky Podcast. Hope you guys are doing well. I got a really, really simple and probably relatively short podcast for you today, but it is a very important concept to understand and and realize and kind of, embrace a little bit. There is a real thing. There's a thing on the internet called bandwidth, right? When it comes to your internet connection, okay? So if you think about like your Wi-Fi at home, the more devices that you connect to the same Wi-Fi frequency, the slower the Wi-Fi is because the Wi-Fi can only put out so much signal or so much data at a time, and you can only download or upload so much at a time. And as that system continues to get overloaded, you end up having bandwidth issues where the Wi-Fi is just slower just because of the amount of people connected to it. Now, there are ways around this. There's all sorts of different things that you can do to improve that bandwidth. But this concept of bandwidth completely applies to us as human beings. You know, there's only so much mental focus that can go around. There's only so much mental focus that can go around. I remember, I've taken a million gajillion courses on mindset, and one of the guys that I particularly enjoyed, it was with a guy named Garrett White. Garrett White coaches men, specifically businessmen. And the way he divides up life is he has four different categories of life. And he breaks them up with like a balance, which is basically family time, you know, family versus work time. Business, which is of course business, body, which is like your physical health, right? And then there was another one, and I don't remember what it is. But the idea here was that very rarely, most people can only juggle two. Most people's bandwidth is two of those things. While as some people could do three, but very, very few people could ever do four, all four. And so if we think about that from the prosperity standpoint, because the same rules apply, right? If we think about time, health, relationships, wealth, most people put all their bandwidth and all their focus on two of those things. And often two things get left behind and it becomes a struggle. And then very few people or some people can get to three things. And they can focus hard on three of the four. But extraordinarily rare is it to find somebody that has the bandwidth to take on all four of the prosperity pillars. And so my question to you is, how do you do it? It's a rhetorical question. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you how. It all has to do with prosperity pillar number one, which is time. It all has to do with time. Time, 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 time. You are in control of your time. You know, I even do things sometimes just to prove to myself that I'm in control of my time, such as take a nap in the middle of the day, right? Or such as, take an hour to myself and watch a show or drive somewhere randomly in the middle of the day, like during the week. Or whatever. I do the same thing with money. Sometimes if something comes up that I have to pay for, sometimes on purpose, I will postpone the payment, even if I have the money. And I'm telling the money energy, hey, you're not in control. I'm in control, right? I know that sounds really control freakish, but this is legitimately a way for your brain to comprehend all four of these pillars, okay? Now, in the order in which you do these pillars is going to vary depending on the person. My first pillar that I ever focused on was wealth. By far, wealth was my number one priority, and most of my decisions were all surrounding money. That includes my career decisions. That includes working with certain clients. That includes where I live. All of those decisions were all surrounded by what's a better financial decision. At the end of the day, that was stupid. That was really dumb. The order of the prosperity pillars is very, very important. Time, health, relationships, then money, wealth. Okay. That's very important. Very important. If your time is running all over the place and other people, everyone else is controlling your time, that's what you got to fix first. That's what you should focus on. And of course, there's a limited amount that you have control over if you have a job, right? Obviously, you can't control your hours at work or anything like that. But what you can do is maybe control your effectiveness at work. Maybe you can control your attitude at work, and therefore it's less of a miserable experience, right? There are things that you can do to help with the time factor. And then what about after work, right? There's things to do there. Health. Health is a big thing. How many of us go to the gym every day? I know I struggle with that. I mean, I've been doing it for weeks now, which I'm very proud of and grateful for. But I've done it for weeks before and fallen off, right? It's not too late for me to be quitting. I'm not planning on it. I'm just saying the reality is it's happened over and over again. Okay. I feel like I have enough desire in that health field to not stop. It's just a reality that I have in the past stopped, right? As I'm sure you've experienced as well. Excuse me, as well. What about other forms of health? How about your spiritual health? How's your relationship with God? Are you praying regularly? Are you studying His Word regularly? Right? These are things to think about. Are you worshiping? Right? Those kinds of things are really, really important. What about emotional and mental health? Do you have a coach, someone to help you out? Do you have a therapist if you need one? Right? Do you meditate? Right? And so now all of a sudden, when we're looking at time and then when we're looking at health and all these different aspects of health, now all of a sudden, there's like kind of a daily routine that needs to occur. Okay, now all of a sudden you go, okay, on my list of things to do, I have to pray. I have to study scripture. I have to work out. I have to make sure I'm dieting properly. I have to make sure I have to meditate. I have to read other content or consume other content. Oh, I'll do that while I'm working out. Great. Right? And you start seeing that now all of a sudden you have less time, which is why time is first. Because time, you have to have control enough to put these things into your schedule, which will allow you, empower you to have the bandwidth to take on all four pillars. Next is relationships. This is my current focus. Unfortunately, it is the last focus for me. I went way out of order. I went wealth, time, health. Now I'm on relationships. I realize so many things that I have done wrong in terms of my relationships. So many things. And I'm very grateful to have the reflection and the insight and the self-awareness so that I can not do them again. There's really amazing people out there. And I kind of want to, I don't know, meet people. You know, I mean, right now I've actually met a particular person that's particularly awesome, and I don't plan on meeting other people anytime soon. She's fantastic. Anyway, my point here is that relationships is next. So if you're married, right, then you've got work to do within the marriage, I'm sure. How can you be so sure, Zach? Well, because the divorce rate is at like 52% or something like that. In the U.S., in the United States, the divorce rate for entrepreneurs is like 70 or 75%. What? Did you know that 80% of all divorces are initialized by the woman? These are all statistics that I've been looking into and finding out, researching why. Why are these the statistics? Why is it that every marriage you look at, there's a 75% chance it's a terrible marriage? How do I know? Because 50% of marriages die in divorce. The other 25 of the last 50, right? 25% of the last 50, they're hanging in there for the kids, for whatever reason. They're not in love. They have a crappy marriage. And then finally, the last 25% is the happy marriages. So how many people are truly living a happy marriage, right? It's sad. It's really sad. And I'm telling you this right now, prosperity movement, it is our goal and our vision to have a relationship branch, to help people that are married to stay married, and to help people that are not married to find marriage, right? To find that special someone and do it the right way, foundation up. Okay. Relationships. Relationships, relationships. Why are relationships so important on this priority list? Well, it's pretty simple. We don't take physical things, including money, with us after we die. We're born naked, we die naked. All we have with us after this life is the people that we love. That's so important. It's so important. We were literally put on this earth to work with other people. Why do you think everyone has different talents, different skill sets, different perspectives? The whole point is so that we can learn to together and grow together and use each other's strengths to help strengthen our own weaknesses, right? Etc. Okay, it's designed that way. Literally designed that way. Relationships is important. And then finally, wealth. Finally, wealth. You know what I found? If time, health, and relationships are all lined up, wealth becomes easier. It becomes so much easier. It's really insane. So having all four of those pillars seems like a hurdle that is impossible to get over. But it's really not. It's really about bandwidth. And the way to increase your bandwidth is by focusing on your time management. Okay, time, that pillar is what's going to allow you to have the bandwidth necessary. Now, I'm going to tell you one more thing, okay? Because if any of you are like me, what'll end up happening is you start implementing these things, going to the gym, meditating, these kinds of things, and you're going to have that day where you wake up and you're going to be like, I have so much to do that I'm going to skip all that. I'm just going to skip all that and go. You are allowed one of those a month. That's it, man. Because the moment you skip those things is the moment things start to get off kilter. You got to get right back on that wagon. Okay, so forgive yourself if you need it, okay, and move forward. Because otherwise your bandwidth is actually going to get filled up with undesirable things. If you don't control your time, other people will, right? And if your bandwidth, similar with bandwidth, if you're not filling your bandwidth with the things that you know are important and prioritized, other people will. So I've done many things to try to increase my bandwidth, including getting rid of certain decisions. That's why a lot of successful people, they have the same pair of clothes. Like the same, they have like 10 of the same t-shirt. You know, they have like 5 of the same pair of pants. Okay. They do that because when they wake up, they wear the same outfit, if you will, every day. They don't have to think about it. It's one less decision. It's that little itty bitty incremental thing that is now a part of their bandwidth. Okay. When we start talking about family too, right? I've got 5 kids living with me full time. I've got to juggle making sure that they have food. I've got to juggle the groceries. I got to make sure the house is clean, right? I want them to live in a nice clean house. I got to make sure that they're homeschooled properly. I got to make sure and put in the schedule visits from their mom. I got to put in schedule visits from their grandma, visits from their older brother. While I'm running a business, while I'm trading binary and learning Forex, right? While I'm attempting to have a dating life, while I'm maintaining my best friend relationships over a long distance, over the phone and Zoom, okay? All of this stuff, the only way it's possible is through time management, okay? So bandwidth, oof, you can do it. I believe in you. You gotta focus, figure it out, write things down, figure out what works best for you. When is your most effective time of the day? For me, it's the morning. Man, when I get to the afternoon, bleh, I'm like, bleh. Okay, morning, I am the sharpest. I'm so sharp. So what I do a lot of my big critical tasks right away in the morning after the gym. And then I take a shower. And then typically the rest of my morning is filled with calls, which is organizing, basically. Okay. And then after that, I do some more tasks, but it's usually less urgent, less big tasks. It's kind of smaller tasks, including following up with people or continuing to organize, or some tech issues to sort out, some fulfillment issues, some trading reviews, you know, just some simple stuff that I know I can do pretty easily without a ton of brain power. So anyway, guys, I hope this is helpful to you. Have a great weekend. Love you all. Talk to you.